Will you please turn to Psalm? Psalm 23rd. Verse 5. Psalm 23rd, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And also Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. We'll read from verse 12 to verse 14. But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins, sat down in perpetuity at the right hand of God, waiting from henceforth until his enemies be set for the footstool of his feet. For by one offering he has perfected in perpetuity the sanctified. We thank God for bringing us to this table, the table of the Lord. You know, with the Roman Catholic Church, they call this the altar. Now, why is it that we call it the table of the Lord? When you call it the altar, what does it mean to you? The altar is where the sacrifice is offered. Once our Lord Jesus, as the Lamb of God, was sacrificed on the altar, Calvary's cross. And that's the reason why you find among the Roman Church, they have the Mass. Now, what is the meaning of the Mass? A Mass simply means a reenactment of the crucifixion of our Lord. Because as the priest, bless the loaf. This loaf becomes substantiated into the body of Christ. And the blood and the loaf and the drink in the cup becomes the very blood of the Lord Jesus. So every time the Mass is said at the altar, it is a re-crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. Now, if you really understand this, it is blasphemy, because the Bible tells us he offered himself once as the sacrifice for sins, and then he sat down at the right hand of the Father. For by one offering, he did it all. So our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross. It was a fact. 2,000 years ago it happened. And thank God, now this altar has become a table to us. So what do you mean by a table? When you come to the table, do you kill the animal on the table before eating? You will find that when you come to the table, all the foods are prepared. Everything is ready. It has been done. And all you need to come is to come and enjoy it. And that's what the table means. So, dear brothers and sisters, we do thank the Lord. We have an altar. But this altar to us today has become a table. When our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, he said, "It is finished. It is done. It cannot be repeated. It is perfect, and it is eternal." So when we come to this table, we remember the Lord. Now, what do you mean by remember? You remember something because it has happened before. You do not remember anything that has not been happened. So we come here to remember our Lord, to celebrate what our Lord Jesus has done for us. And it is a finished work, once and for all. We thank the Lord, for he has died for us. We thank the Lord, for his blood has been shed. We thank the Lord, for his body has been broken. And we come here in the good of his finished work. So that's why we come this morning, to celebrate what he has done for us, to glorify him. The Bible said he was obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross. And then the Father has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. And to that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. So that's why we come here, to confess that Jesus is Lord, Lord of our life, Lord of this universe. And he is sitting there at the right hand of the Father, waiting for all his enemies to be his footstool. And this is what we are looking forward to. We come here to exhibit what he has done for us as a testimony. We come here to commune with him, to once again taste the blessedness, the power, and the life that he has given to us. And on that life, we have the strength to overcome. By that life, we will go on in these coming days. In other words, brothers and sisters, by taking this table, there is a spiritual reality there. We are not just going through a ritual. We are here in communing with the blood of our Lord, in communing with the body of our Lord, and by his life in us, we overcome. And we are also here, brothers and sisters, with a blessed hope. We are looking forward to the day when he shall return and his kingdom shall be established upon this earth. And we shall reign with him for 1,000 years. That is what the Bible says. So we come here rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord. And we exalt His glorious name. This is something very, very real. And if we take it in the spiritual way, brothers and sisters, we are strengthened and we are able to overcome in the days ahead of us. Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee that Thou hast died for us. It is done. It is finished. And Thou art now seated with the Father at His right hand, waiting for Thy enemies to be Thy footstool. Lord, we come to partake in this table, to once again experience that life, victorious life, that Thou hast given to us. And on that life, Lord, we are able to complete our pilgrimage upon this earth. And Lord, we are not looking forward for death, we are looking forward to Thy return. O Lord, may Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Bless this loaf, bless his cup, that every one of us who partake of it may experience in our spirit that Thou art with us, and who can be against us. We give Thee glory in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.